Amos Perek Vav, Pasuk Aleph, Hai. Again, whoa. Amos uses the word Hai several times over the course of the Sefer. And it's really bad news for people who have no idea that bad news is coming, as we're about to see. Hasha'ananim b'tzion, those who are at ease, those who are untroubled in Zion. So some of the Mefarshim actually say that this refers to some of the people in Yehuda who have taken on the same kind of persona and the same kind of values as the people of Zion. So when they hear the Nevi'im saying, oh, the northern kingdom is in big trouble, they're like, well, we're not in big trouble. We're not in Zion. So some say it refers to them as well. Zion being the capital of Yehuda, because we talk about Har Zion, and Shomron being the capital of Yisrael. So woe always to the rich, to those who are at their ease. Not necessarily oppressing poor people, but just living a very shallow materialistic lifestyle with their feet up, secure and safe and fat and happy. V'habotchim v'har Shomron. And equally those who are secure in the mountain of Shomron. Shomron was in fact the last of the cities of Malchus Yisrael to fall, but Zion is the last of the cities of Yehuda to fall, Zion being Yerushalayim. So Ibn Ezra says this has to do with the reference to the exile of Nebuchadnezzar that's coming even further away than the 10 tribes exile, some 100, 180 years beforehand. Kuvei Reshis HaGoyim, those called the first of the nations. We are always happy when we consider ourselves to be preeminent. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us that we're the first, that we're on top. But this is the aristocracy who expects that. Uvo lohem beis Yisrael. And the house of Israel has come to them. Beis Yisrael, we chose to be included in the UN. We wanted to be like everybody else. We wanted to be one of the nations, have kings just like they do. We didn't want to be special to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and there's going to be a pointed reference to that shortly. Beis Ivru Chalne Uru'u. Proceed to Chalne. Go on to the land of Chalne, which some of the Mefarshim say is just a nation that we envy, that we want to be like, a nation like everybody else. See, Ulechu Misham Chamas Rabba, and proceed from there to the great Chamas. You want to be like everybody else. You reject my Torah. Chalne, Rashi says, is Bavel. Not the city of Bavel itself, but Radaxa is a big city in the land of Sumeria. So these are large cities. These are famous cities. And we want to be just like them. Uradu Gas Plishtim. Go down to Gas of the Plishtim, which at the time was waxing fat and peaceful and sassy. Hatovim. Min hamamlocho so'ela. Are they better than these kingdoms? So, are they in such great shape? They're going to be forgiven. In Rav Gvulam Migvulchem, is their border greater than your border? You want to be just like them. Are they so much better than you? And in fact, Rabbi Et Shalom, in his book on Amos, suggests that this is coming after Yeravam 2, the second Yeravam, re-expanded the borders of Malchus Yisrael to larger than they had ever been. So we're bragging. We're so much better than everybody else. We're the greatest. I am recording this shortly after a certain baseball team with a very high payroll that got into the playoffs, unlike my favorite baseball team, which did not, is out there going, yeah, we're better than everybody else. In fact, they had a certain third baseman who said, we're going to win it all. We're better than everybody else. Are you? What happens when Toronto comes to town? Gimel, ha-minadim liyom ra? You who bring yourselves closer to the day of evil. You caused yourselves to move. You're creeping towards evil. Now, the true minadim, nidui, is to excommunicate something. So one translation suggests you put the evil day far away, wrongly. Because we started with, hey, woe to you. Batagi shun sheves chamos. And you bring close the dwelling amidst violence. There's that word chamas again that we see over and over again. Every time it just gives me the chills. But what it really means, says Rashi, is that you despise the nevuah that the day of evil is coming. And you believe there's no violence that's going to come to you. But if you want to live next to all the violent people, you're going to get, unfortunately, a Nova festival sooner or later. We're on the verge of a ceasefire right now. Surely that will never be broken again and again as it has been over the last 25 years. Dalet hashofim al mitos shein, those who lie on couches of ivory, beds of ivory. And in other ancient texts and engravings, it talks about beds seized from Yisrael in the various Ashur plunderings that were inlaid with ivory. So they were very, very valuable and prettified. Usiruchim al ar sosam, and stretch out on their beds. Usiruchim, however, the Gemara in Kedushin, Ayin Aleph on the base, says that this refers to tipa sarucha, to male emissions. The idea being that husbands would lie down with other men's wives on their same beds. They would do wife swapping. And a terribly venal sort of sin that shows boredom among the rich. This happened in ancient Rome all the time. Ba'ochlim karim mitzon, and they eat the fatted lambs of the flock, the best ones to slaughter, so they could have the fattest shawarma. Va'agolim mitoch mar bake, and calves out of the stall, the fatted calves that they're eating. Hey, haportim al piha novel. They sing according to the tune being played on the harp, being played on the lute, so that they're speaking in melodies, and they give a little tip to the guy who's playing for them while they eat on their couches, lounging around. Kid David, interesting to spell David with a yud, that usually doesn't happen. They thought that their musical instruments, chashvu lahem klei shir, were like those of David HaMelech. But of course, David HaMelech was saying Tehillim. David HaMelech was doing it l'shem Hashem. And they're doing it l'shem indecent speech, l'shem good times, l'shem hollow, shallow activities. We lane Koheles on Sukkos, and it talks about Havel Havolim. I had, Shlomo HaMelech says, I had great palaces. I built great throne rooms for myself, and I had Sharim B'Sharos. I had young men and women singing. This is kind of a vapid thing, to have the Muzak playing while you're sitting there gorging yourself.